Unit 19. Listening. Page 92. Tonight on Business Night, we look at productivity. With the advent of information technology, robots and the internet, the drive towards increased productivity has become increasingly intense. I have in the studio three production managers, each from different industries. Lee Kar Seng of Radiolux, a manufacturer of household appliances. Ferenc Kovac from Kovac Shoes, and Mike Drewer from the producer of frozen convenience foods Unifreeze. First, I'd like to ask Lee, should production managers always be looking for higher productivity?
It's one of the factors, but really they should be going for efficiency, reliability, quality, satisfying customer requirements, and a whole range of requirements which are central to competing effectively, not just churning out products at the lowest possible price. In my company, in one factory, productivity actually went down quite sharply a year or so ago. Alarm bells started sounding at head office, but when they came for an explanation, there was a perfectly simple answer. The gadgets we were making were more reliable and more complex, with more added features, so they took longer to produce. But they met customer needs better, and while we produced less, we stopped producing things and stockpiling them because we couldn't shift them quickly enough. Our activities as a provider of unwanted goods with excess production capacity were cut short, and everyone was happier. So, no, productivity is one of the factors to watch, but it's not the be-all and end-all of a production manager's life.
In today's highly complex world, how reliable are traditional ways of measuring productivity?
Quite unreliable. You know, you're measuring output per worker, but in an industry like ours, where we're constantly innovating, large numbers of man-hours are swallowed up in developing and modifying the product, designing, preparing and testing the production process for the new product, modifying the assembly line, and so on. It's a very complicated business, which in some cases can take months or years, and in other cases be comparatively quick. You have also to take into account the parts you'll need to buy in, get these designed and budgeted for and ordered. So, with so many people involved in the process, productivity measures are bound to suffer.
So, what would you rate as the best measure?
Well, we've got to look at profitability and what we can bring to a product to make it worth buying at a price which is going to earn us revenue, I suppose. Though this may involve a loss of productivity and an increase in the time it takes per shop floor worker to produce each product. Traditional production managers used to be very much product-led in their attitude to how the company should be run. But we've moved on from there and become more centered on bringing the product to the end user when and where they want it. And measures of how successfully and consistently you can do that are what I would rate most highly. That's, after all, what's going to keep you in business and add value to your company.
Ferenc, what's your view on this?
I'm also pretty skeptical about productivity measures. Trouble is, they tend to measure what's happened rather than what's happening. And it takes up a whole load of your time and leads to nothing useful, even though you have to be highly trained to understand them. You could probably make the same or better decisions without them. On the other hand, I'm a big fan of automation. It's taken over a lot of the more unpleasant manufacturing jobs and made us less reliant on the vagaries of the labor market. It has its downside, of course, like anything else. You know, technical glitches, need to hire more expensive technical operators, that sort of thing. Which all mean that very often you're not saving on production costs at all. You're just streamlining the process.
Mike Drewer.
Can I just come in here to say that I think there's a serious hazard involved in industry's collective fascination, as it seems to me, with productivity. Productivity increases are usually at the expense of jobs, as companies replace workers with obedient technological marvels. What happens, though, to all those depressed, redundant workers, out of a job and no money to spend? Unlikely to find another job because companies prefer machines or outsourcing, so they stop spending because they've got nothing to spend, and hey presto, we've lost our customer base.
But isn't that being a little alarmist?
I don't think so. But to move on to another point, a lot of our stuff is now not made by us at all. We give that job to modern specialist producers and then buy it in according to demand. It allows us to switch products, innovate relatively cheaply. Since we don't have to retool and concentrate on marketing the product, an activity where productivity measures are largely irrelevant.
Ferenc Kovac, do you think productivity has a ceiling or will it continue to grow?
It'll grow. And in Europe, it's got to grow. I don't know if there's some great new thing on the horizon like the internet has been in the last 10 years. And outsourcing will undoubtedly erode our manufacturing base. But I'm quite sure that sooner or later, employment regulations in Europe will have to change to make it easier to hire and fire workers, reduce their holiday time, as has happened in the United States. Otherwise, we just won't be able to compete. And productivity, you know, is really about making the product in the cheapest and most efficient way and increasing profit margins while giving customers the best value for money possible.
Gentlemen, thank you. And now to France, where the French Prime Minister appeared on television last week to announce a shake-up in their telecommunications industry.